This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
There you have it. Wow. Does that ever sound crappy in the background, doesn't it? Sounds like. Oh, it's probably just my headset. Yeah. Just my headset. You guys can't hear it. There. It's gone. It's just in my headset. That happens sometimes. Mick should be calling in any second now. He's doing the mad scramble for the number. Chances are I might have to type it again. You never know. We'll have to see. But I know they're going to call, so. And it's early. But I put in, like, all of their songs. Like, all of them. Because I don't want too many off of one album. Because that's not fair to the musicians. Here they are. Hello?
Hey!
Hi!
How are you?
Mick! We're live.
James, too.
And
how are you, Malice?
I'm doing good.
Right on. Awesome.
Awesome. So you guys are, well, all there?
Well, no, just two of us.
Well.
Sean's, I mean, he's one of us, but he's sick tonight.
Aw.
These singers, I don't know, with the coughs and the allergies.
I hate that part.
I know. Well, I'm going to bring out the violins later so we can have a... I'd ask you how your Memorial Day weekend went, but you're Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. Okay. It's not the same thing. But I played, I played everything that you guys submitted.
Awesome.
Literally. Like all six songs. Played.
Thank you.
Yeah. It went on for like half an hour. It was a half an hour of your music, now it's going to be a half an hour of you guys like talking to me.
Nice, there you go.
Yeah. That's like never happened before. That it worked out exactly to like a half an hour of your music and then you guys being on. That's the first.
Are we on right now?
Live.
Live. There you go. and the clock.
You have no choice. Now you're doomed. Everything you say is being recorded and broadcast all over the world.
There you go.
Well,
so
has it gotten warmer in Canada yet?
Yeah, actually, but it's raining today. It kind of sucks.
It's raining
so,
here too.
Yeah, that's weather. Did you see our weather report I put up on Facebook?
No, I did not.
I put one up for Winnipeg. This guy, he does a wicked weather report. It makes me laugh so much every single time. But it's the weather report of my choice, because it totally fits my... I have to have them on one of these days just to do a weather report on the show, because the guy's amazingly funny. But his video, I think if he was to just be on air, I don't think it would come off the same way as his videos. His videos are just awesome. You'll just, after this, go watch it, and you'll laugh your guts out. He's awesome.
Okay.
He's just awesome.
That's good.
So, you guys just finished this. I'm the first, right? To play those songs.
You're the first North American.
The pressure, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
I feel like I'm going to explode or something. I don't know. I'm just like, whoa. Maybe it's a hot flash. I'm not sure.
You're the same way. They were just, you know, it was almost another war. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, I can imagine, right?
Yeah.
As it is, I'm pretty sure that the American DJs that are on my stations are ready to kick my ass right now. You know, because I was first.
There you go, see? Yeah.
You know?
An exclusive. Support those who support us.
This is like a nightmare. Because now what do I do?
tell them they want, they should be second and third and fourth and fifth and thousand. You know?
They have to go to you, though. Because I don't pass... I don't share your music. They're not getting it from me. Uh-uh. That's my database. They can't have it.
That's right.
That's my stuff. They got to go get their own.
Well, yeah.
Well, they can contact us. And, you know, whatever.
Well, they have to because that's the only way they're going to get any.
Right.
See, isn't this perfect, though? I make them find you.
That's right.
I love it.
I know.
You know what it is? They're with bated breath. They're tearing through iTunes right now, trying to find it so they could buy it and play it.
And they're like probably adding you by the billion on Facebook right now.
I know.
Oh yeah.
We're watching it right now.
Yeah, it's going up.
It's crazy, right?
Like 22,001, 22,002. It's crazy.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna play it July 4th.
with our recent luck of social media, every time we start getting somewhere, they change the structure of how they do something, and then we get pushed all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
See, now that is not nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's become what was once just an interaction among people all over is now a paid per view type of thing.
Hmm.
Except for we ain't getting paid.
Yeah, we ain't getting paid.
So it's just a view then.
Yeah, right? It ain't us.
Without a room. You don't even get the room.
You know, we're going to put big giant speakers on our car and just drive around.
I'm picturing this right now.
We'll advertise for you. We'll just scream it out and go right up Delaware Avenue, right through there, everywhere else. Right out in front of the truck. There you go.
See? That'll work. Just start a street party.
Yeah.
Whatever's the busiest corner in the whole, just make it like the car broke down, but the stereo still works. See what I'm saying?
The busiest corner in the world is.
Times Square?
I don't know. Corner Sanctuary, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it would have to be, like, the corner of Sanctuary where you live.
Yeah, no, I got you. Oh, well, I don't know.
You know, because you can't... You don't want to go, like, to somewhere else and stall the car out, you know?
No. Right.
Just in case you can't repair it, you know? Like, because that would suck.
You know, you could do it like right on the Mexican border there in Texas.
Yeah. That's it. We'll come up to your street. That would work.
Yeah, we'll do it right out in front of your house.
That would not change anything. Everybody would be just like, oh, the musicians again.
Nothing new, huh?
No. They're used to us. Plus, there's a bar on the corner, so, I mean.
Yeah. Well, let us know when they want us to play there. We'll play there.
Was just down the street. They probably won't, though, because they'd have to pay you because you're from out of town.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of clubs don't like doing that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody likes paying anymore.
Nah. Yeah. So then you get there and it's like, well, here, have some beer. Because that's going to make it all better.
Right?
As you're thumbing rides home the next day, and you've had to abandon the vehicle. Oh.
Right outside that bar, we'll put a big Molson, you know, Molson can on top of it. All right.
Well, okay. See, now if you're gonna bring in sponsorship, you guys have.
Am I allowed to talk about that?
No, you're more than welcome to sponsor away. Because that's important. That gives you money.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, the phone's ringing. It's Molson Canadian. Oh my God. Look at this. Some Western Union guy just showed up.
It's Patrick with your life insurance.
Yeah. Oh my God. Jesus. Whoa, look, in the mail. Free friggin' maple leaf towels. Time for summer.
That's right.
Yeah.
So your singer, he's all sick with like laryngitis or what?
It's allergies down here with the pollen and stuff, and it's affecting.
You pick it, and we'll say yes to it.
Apparently, they don't have a shot to fix that.
Well, has he tried antihistamines?
I don't. You know, we don't know. We're not. We try to. When he's sick, we stay away from him. You know what I mean?
Write that down. Hold on. Wait a minute. Anyone got a marker?
Should I give him a tampon?
Put him on a tampon. Jeez. I mean, I'd right out of the package, right?
No, right out of the package, like definitely fresh. She doesn't have to.
Antihistamine is kind of a big word. I don't know what type of tampons that. I mean, I don't want to, you know.
No, I meant for his girliness. His moodiness, you know, like.
Do they have anal tampons?
Yeah. They're the same thing. But still.
How are we going from allergies to leaky ass?
I don't know how that happened. But it's my show that happens. Anyways, tell him antihistamines should help his allergies. And after that, he's just going to have to suffer.
He's gotta butch up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, because, like, you're a lead vocalist. You have to blood, sweat, and tear, too.
That's right.
If I can blood, sweat, and tear, so can he.
That's right. We all can't be Bret Michaels.
No. And the same thing is, when I'm, like, all allergies, that doesn't stop me from being down there. I still go for it, pray that I have a voice at all left at the end of it, but I still go for it. Because I'm not a quitter. And usually, by singing, that clears all that shit out.
I hear you.
I end up feeling like 800 times better after singing than I did before. So he's got to give that a shot, because chances are he just doesn't realize it's actually helpful to get all that shit out.
Yeah. Oh, we'll definitely pass it along. Yeah, maybe he's listening.
He has to buck up. I'm serious. Girl pair. It's rock and roll. You guys aren't playing emo. Okay?
What's emo?
Emotional music.
Oh, emo.
Yeah, you know. You're not playing that stuff. Nobody's slitting their wrists around here. Unless they, like, are having fun. But that's not the point. He's got to buck up. I don't want to hear this ever again.
Never again. We'll never let you know about this again. Next fall, the allergies kick in again. We're going to send you an email.
All right. I'll give him the pep talk.
Yeah. We'll give you a video of him with tampons in his nose. But if you can send us 2 autographed, then we'll put them in his nose.
I don't even know what you guys would do to autograph photos. It's all dartboards. You guys are throwing knives at me, I know.
No.
Yeah.
Butter knives.
That's for your safety. Especially after all the alcohol and partying and fun. You guys, where are you guys playing next? What's the next thing up?
We just finished up at the Voltage Lounge, which was a nice gig.
Yeah.
It's I don't know if you've heard of the place, but it's right next to the Electric Factory, which we didn't play. Which is a pretty decent venue. But right next to it's the Voltage Lounge, so it gets all the spillover from the, you know, the major, I don't know, what do you call it, an arena? The Electric Factory.
Yeah.
Massive club, I don't know. Anyway, so it was a double-decker club. It was good. It was nice. Well, we only did about a 45-minute set.
And people don't know where the hell you're playing next.
Where are we playing next?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
July 29th. June 29th at the Nail.
We got a really cool metal funk band opening for us. They're called the Love Jones. Really cool. Bunch of young guys.
Huh.
We're not. And then we go on after if we're not fucking sleeping by that time. These late gigs, I don't know how they do it, but... Anything past 6:30, I got a problem.
You should have been sleeping, like, what, 14 minutes ago?
That's right. I'm struggling to stay up.
This must be the hardest thing in hell for you. You're stuck talking to me on a Tuesday when you should be sleeping.
I thought it was Sunday.
Oh my God, you guys.
I just got back from a little mini.
And you wonder why Americans have a bad rap. I mean, we can't even fucking remember the day. They give us one holiday on a Monday. Saturday. We don't know what the fuck is
going on. I was down there.
As soon as a holiday comes, you lose track of everything.
People start knowing what the hell I'm doing. Start showing up and harassing me.
Oh, my place of going is Fuck It Stan, man. Going to Fuck It Stan. That's a great place.
You been there?
Yeah. And it's great because it's nothing matters in Fuck It Stan. Like, literally, the whole world doesn't exist there.
Where are you talking about now?
Fuck It Stan. With a PH.
Where's fucking Stan at? What did she say?
There's those dogs again.
There's the dog. What the hell? What do you mean Matt's here? Oh my God. People are coming over and nobody's telling me things. Good Lord. All right. Don't...
What is that?
There's the Molson guy.
At your door.
There he is with the free Molson connection.
Oh, I wish. That would be cool. No, it's Matt from Nocturnal Divinity and Out Loud.
Stand at.
Well, they're not even in yet, apparently. They're working on getting in. They're sort of in the door. They haven't got upstairs yet.
Oh, it's Paul.
They haven't got upstairs yet, though. And this will go on for a couple of seconds. Where were we?
We were
talking about your...
Fuck It Stan.
Oh, yeah. Fuck It Stan. Well, see, it's just a place you go to when you're saying fuck it to everything in the whole world.
I see.
You know, you can pretend it's a beach and you're getting served Mai Tais or whatever. Jägermeister. You know.
Molson.
Molson. For that...
Molson.
Yeah. Nobody drinks Molson anymore.
Well, we're just trying to get the free towels.
So that'll be good. And then what else we got, Mike? We got a new video out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Angels Only Dare video. It's got some live.
And Angels Only Dare what?
Video.
No, but what are they only dare?
They dare to take a chance. They go for their dreams.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, they don't, but they go into the place. they don't have to do anything, I guess. They fly around already. Fuck. No, they don't.
I can't.
No, they don't.
Quit mimicking me. Now you're starting to sound like Rick. All I know is...
No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't, Patty. What's really funny is James is doing this in a Speedo.
I knew it. I freaking knew it.
You can everywhere, baby.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, Maggie. No, you don't, Danny. Standing in a banana hammock. Oh, jeez, that's all I need.
Oh, my God, you guys.
You're all that in a banana hammock.
I can't even... Oh.
I'm picking up some tampons right now. I'm in the studio.
You know, that's hurtful.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You
so
guys.
What else we got? What else we got?
I don't know.
Well, you tell me. You're in charge of all that.
You're in charge.
We got to renovate it.
What is Lominosa?
Lominosa? Oh,
Lominosa? Yeah, what is that?
It's Spanish, apparently, for shining water.
Shining waters! Oh. Well, see, aqua, I knew was water.
Right.
But I didn't know what the other word...
Universal.
Yeah. Well, not really, but...
I know. But it's like, if you know Spanish, that's all the Spanish you need to know.
Yeah.
So we did a little bit of a collaboration. We did a collaboration song with... Lorenzo Partida, who's the bass player for Trans Metal. He's also the owner of Le Mizecuta Records.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of Kathy from Loud and Loaded. Anyhoots, we did a tune with him. He played on. He did some backing vocals, and we wrote the song together. And you know, that's our Spanish feel. We're trying to, you know, Mexican market.
Okay, which explains Victoria. See, when I looked at it and saw Victoria, I thought it was going to be a song about a girl.
Right.
But it's not.
No, it's not. It's about battle.
Exactly.
It's a nice way. It's a very...
It kicks you in the ass.
Who?
It kicks you in the ass.
In the ass.
In the ass.
In the ass. Yes.
Is that why it's hurting?
No, Donnie, don't.
Victoria is is another name for the Roman goddess of war. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just didn't want to say victory.
Okay.
So we wanted to add a little bit of pizzazz to it, so, you know.
A little pizzazz.
Any hoot. Don't you know.
Oh, Danny.
You know, it's tough to talk music.
Oh, you guys.
Standing next to a guy.
In a Speedo. It's hard being on the phone with a guy that's next to a guy in a Speedo.
And you can speak to it. Listen, they don't make those types of trunks in my size. There you go. So we're clear on that.
Why don't you just wear the shorts that go down to your knees?
I do. What do you think? It's 90 degrees?
Well,
it's freaking 62 degrees here.
So?
So? You know those Italians.
Yeah. Canadians wear Speedos.
Yeah, I know. My dad's one of them. He's in his 70s.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, my dad's awesome. You guys would love him. He'd be, like, totally drinking with you and running around naked because...
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me get this right. Wait, you got to back up on that. So
okay.
Your dad... Wait.
your dad drinks with you and runs around naked?
Well, not specifically just alone with me. Like, there's usually the whole family there or whoever's watching the...
With other people in the room now. Come on.
Well, they might be watching a football game and his team might not be winning, which frustrates him. And next thing you know...
He's naked.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should get him on our next video.
That's right. That'd be great.
Well,
football team.
I'm sure for the right price, you know.
Right?
I mean, everybody has a price.
We'll get some Molson Canadian towel if he does it.
You could, I suppose. I really don't know, though. We'll have to find out.
And we're talking to a band out of Italy right now, maybe booking some dates in October. They're coming over to the tour.
Oh, yeah?
Some of the states, yeah. We're working through the particulars.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Working visas, there's like all this red tape.
Well, they're only coming out, it's just a two-week stint.
Yeah, but still, you know.
We're hoping if we can pick up like 3 to 5 gigs, we'll be happy. Because again, if they're past 8 o'clock, I don't know if I can do them. How far to Chicago are you?
Google it for me.
Where do you live again? Which
Winnipeg.
Providence or?
I'm in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. What is that, Alberta?
Manitoba. It's in the middle.
Alright, well, you shouldn't be too far from Chicago. Which lake is closest to you? Michigan? Not sure, huh?
I'm not sure because I really need to look at a map. And I'm not. See, if I had a map in front of my face, I'd be able to tell you exactly where and look up the distance, but then I would have to type, and this interview would have clicking in it.
Yeah.
See, right. We don't want that, right?
No, we've been on some of those. They have the little clicking in the back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. Because, like, I'm focusing on you guys. You guys have my attention.
We appreciate that.
I know.
Hey, listen, where's through our site you can get the EP?
Yep.
Exclusively. So, yeah, cornsofsanctuary.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all our material there. What do we have on iTunes? We have some on iTunes, some on...
Well, we have the full lengths on iTunes, but
the full lengths are on iTunes.
The new release epilogue's only available on our website as a download or hard disk.
cornsofsanctuary.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I was there.
Yeah, you like it? Do you like the way the site looks? It's new.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I noticed everything. There's merch. There's, you know, like it's kind of like a discography, in a way.
Yeah, well, off to the side, sure.
Because there's more than just the two albums that I have.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the other ones are they were like little EPs of Forgotten Hero EP, and we got December Wind EP, Breakout, full length Harlequin.
I almost cried because I thought like I got left out or something, but I'm okay now. I got over it.
Listen, I'll send you whatever you want. You just keep saying no, no, no. I mean, I'll send you CDs. You know what I mean? Just say, yo, Mick, send me a CD. I'll send you a CD. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Sure, you can.
Cornersofsanctuary.com. Everybody go there. Right now.
I got it because Mike was running his mouth when you said that.
Running it where?
Down the Speedo.
Oh, you guys cracked me up.
Yeah, cornersofsanctuary.com. 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 How about this? If someone, the first person to Facebook us and mention Malice's name, will get a free EP sent to them. Can you imagine that?
They're going to die.
They might. They just might. We'll even sign it.
It's okay, though, because we're covered if they do. Because the warning from my show.
Oh, there you go.
It says in the warning, if they die and shit, We're not responsible, so.
Well, I hope I don't die.
No, you shouldn't. That would be terrible.
I know.
You're not allowed.
Not yet.
Oh, God. I, on the other hand, no. Anyways, I'm going to let you guys go. This was fun. I'll get this to you after the show. And we'll do this again, like, whenever you want.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See. I could talk to those guys for, like, days. And then we'd be in trouble. Forever. This is Alpha Kill, Thrash Eternal.